It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
I think that's a way to put it on Jones, and I think he did it by those comments.
I mean, he didn't do the kid any favors. I know that. It's not like he came rushing to his defense. You know, the whole day-by-day thing really makes it seem like, okay, well, when he's ready to fight through it and play it, then, you know, then he'll be ready to go. But, you know, the other thing with Bill, and look, he's a master of understanding where the loopholes are, okay? But well, he's made a lot of progress. Well, what does that mean? I mean, if you have a high ankle sprain, what does that mean? Is he on crutches and he, you know, is he in a boot and he wasn't? And he, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In other words, did the swelling come down a little bit? Have you guys been tracking that? Because I'm sure they have. You know, is the swelling down faster than it would be otherwise? But he doesn't have any mobility, right? It's not like, you know, I mean, again, I'm just, what does that mean? A lot of progress relative to what? Like, you know, to what is typically in this situation.
So what's
after
your,
2 days?
So what's your angle?
I think he's manipulating the facts. I think that, again, he maybe has made a lot of progress. Doesn't mean he's any closer to playing.
Right.
He feels better than he did 2 days ago, but he's still garbage.
Right.
Right? Like, you know, so I'd be stunned if the kid plays this week. Stunned. Based on what we saw. And based on what the initial reports were.
No shot he's going to play on Sunday.
Okay.
I mean, that's, you know, Schefter, as heavy a hitter as it gets.
Exactly.
Expected out a few weeks.
Right.
And I'll play one more. Tom Pelissero, NFL Network. I've played this a few different times. Feels like he's mobbed up with Jones or has some good intel. Because he gave you this, I think it was overnight again. I can't remember exactly when it was, yesterday or today. But here's Tom Pelissero, NFL Network.
My understanding is the hope is that there won't be surgery. He'll rest. There's a potential for one of those PRP injections, platelet-rich plasma, where they take the blood and spin it and inserts more red blood cells, I believe, the healing cells. And the notion is that that could help quicken things as far as a timeline recovery. But Mac Jones is going to be down for a while, as Ian mentioned, and we'll see what the ultimate decision here is on how to proceed with this injury.
Okay, he's going to be down for a while, but hope is not to get the surgery. So, again, yeah, I think he's out for a couple of weeks. But by Bill saying he's getting better and making a ton of progress, I know he doesn't give us the relative to what. It's just
it's putting it on Jones.
It's sort of giving you the thing that there's momentum to him coming back. And if he's not back in 2 or 3 weeks, it's like, hey, wait a minute.
Well, so this is what I mean is that when Bill says there's a lot of progress, like he's leading us to believe that, you know, that Jones is coming along.
Yes.
Like, this is what I mean. Like, he is... You know, I like that. If you're on the Jones side, we go a lot of progress from what? Like, what the hell are you talking about? A lot of progress from hopping off the field? Yeah, I mean, you know, he can actually walk on crutches, and the bottom of his foot touches the floor now. That's progress. Yes.
Okay, and so that's the main talker today. I think there's a division there. I don't know what adjective you want to put it, but they're at odds over the course of action.
Conflict.
There is a conflict. There is a conflict there between Jones and the team, and we'll see how that plays out. And so the other thing is, again, now Brian Hoyer should be the guy going forward. Everyone thinks that. We'll be seeing him. He's definitely going to be seeing him on the field. It's just, you know, where are your expectations? You know, you get a lot of, guys, Brian Hoyer sucks. He's not going to win 2 games. Never mind the 4 out of the 6 or what you're expecting. Because he blows, he's lost his last 12 starts.
Well, there is a certain truth to that.
I mean, and there really is. I mean, you sound foolish when you say you're going to have a go 4-2 in 6 games with Brian Hoyer. But I'm sorry, that is what I expect.
Well, they have a soft spot in the schedule.
You're playing some crappy teams, man, and you're at home in some of these games. You should be winning these games.
They're a crappy team.
Do you think they're crappy or just average?
Average crappy is like one and the same.
No,
to
it's me. Not. It's not. I mean, when you're average, and here come the Bears who blow.
Okay, like they are one of the dregs of the league. They're not as bad as the Bears.
Okay, and I'm sorry. I know the Lions are a fun story and are putting up points. They're still dregs of the league.
They're still Detroit.
They're still Detroit. And you're facing Cleveland with Jacoby Brissett. Like, come on. Come on. And the Jets are a freaking dumpster fire.
Please, don't get me going.
They've won once this year, but it was literally out of their ass. You see how they won that game against Cleveland with the onside kick and the, like, it was outrageous. They had no business winning that game, and that was the Browns who you're playing. So, I'm sorry. You should be winning these games with Brian Hoyer. It's not that Brian Hoyer is winning you these games.
He's not blowing it.
You're winning these games with Brian Hoyer. That's how it should be said.
In theory, he's not blowing it. He pulls a Kansas City again.
Is he even a good backup? NBC Sports Boston posted a ranking of 1 to 32 of the backup quarterbacks in the league.
Okay.
Where do you think he sits?
Probably like 14, maybe 10.
Okay, well, first of all,
I would say middle of the pack.
First of all, let me give you the top 10. In order, starting with number one.
Yeah.
Okay. Garoppolo.
Yeah.
Sure.
Cooper Rush.
Yeah, he's good.
Right? I mean.
Like, yeah, he's done a good job.
I think we're seeing this. Number three, Gardner Minshew.
Yep,
good one. Yeah.
Okay. Number four, Taylor Heineke of the Commanders. Number five, Teddy Bridgewater of the Dolphins.
I was just going to say Teddy Bridgewater.
Okay,
yeah.
give me more.
Oh, God, I have a trouble.
Jacoby Brissett, number six of Cleveland.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good backup.
Seven is Flacco of the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Serviceable.
They rank Kenny Pickett eighth with the Steelers, and no one's seen him. Number nine is Tyler Huntley of the Ravens.
Okay, he came in for a little while and did okay. Yeah. Okay.
Number 10 is Nick Foles of the Colts.
Good one.
Right? So there's your top 10. I'll keep going until I get to Hoyer here. Number 11, Case Keenum of the Bills.
Yep, not bad.
Number 12, Jordan Love of the Packers.
Oh, he blows.
Should be ranked higher. I have hope for that kid.
I trade you a first-round
pick. Oh, he blows. When he get in there, he sucked.
You're blinded by Rodgers' hatred.
I am.
Jordan Love blows.
I'm with Maz. He stinks.
He blows.
He made a move this preseason. I saw some stuff in preseason.
Against
that was pretty good. I don't know. It was preseason.
They played the Wisconsin JV
I don't know,
team.
Whatever. It was somebody. Number 13, Tyrod Taylor, Giants.
Oh, he should be higher.
Have I mentioned Brian Hoyer yet? Number 14, Andy Dalton, Saints.
Oh, good one.
Should be higher, too.
Should be starting.
Yeah.
Number 15, Blaine Gabbert, Buccaneers.
Oh, please.
Gabbert.
He blows.
I consider this a problem. 16, Jared Stidham, Raiders. Would you rather have Stidham right now or
Hoyer?
Stidham
sucks.
Stidham
torched this suck defense. They're number ones in that last preseason game.
I'd rather have Stidham.
Stidham sucks.
Okay, I still haven't gotten to Hoyer. Number 17, Drew Lock, Seahawks.
Blows.
Number 18, Chase Daniel, Chargers.
He's not bad. Oh, master.
He's not bad as a backup. He was with Kansas City, right? He's okay.
Okay. Would you take Hoyer over any of these guys that I've mentioned yet?
I'd take Jordan Hoyer Love. Over. Chase Daniel stinks.
Definitely over Jordan Love.
You're wrong with Jordan Love.
There's mobility with Jordan Love.
Listen, number 20, Trevor Siemian.
Sucks.
Number 21.
Where's he?
He's Chicago. Trevor Siemian, Chicago.
Perfect.
You'll probably be seeing him in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
21, I don't even know this person. Brandon Allen, Bengals?
Never heard of him.
Me neither.
Me either.
Who the hell's that?
Never heard of him.
Who the hell's Brandon Allen?
Is he a night show, talk show host?
Who is the guy?
I'm thinking of Byron Allen.
Good.
Number 22, Kyle Allen, Texans. Was that the guy who was in Washington a couple years ago?
No.
I've never heard of this fella either. Who's this guy? Oh, this is a guy I've definitely never heard of.
Who's the guy with the Redskins?
Yeah, I still haven't gotten to Hoyer.
He mentioned Vanilla Vic Heineke.
No, Vanilla but they had another Vic. Guy that I like.
Vanilla
name.
Vic. Number 23, Desmond Ridder?
Anybody? Oh, yeah,
he's the rookie with the Falcons.
Oh, he's good.
He had a good preseason game, yeah.
He was Cincinnati last year, college.
Okay, all right.
No, he's the future.
Yeah. Number 24, Brian Hoyer, Patriots. 24th.
Yeah, that seems about right after all those names you rattled off. Yeah.
He's ahead of Malik Willis with the Titans.
I want Riddler on the roof.
C.J. Beathard with the Jags. I might go C.J. Beathard over Hoyer.
C.J. Beathard sucks.
Nick Mullins with the Vikings.
Okay, I'll take him.
John Wolford with the Rams. 28. P.J. Walker with the Panthers, 29.
Not horrible.
Another guy I've never heard of, Trace McSorley of the Cardinals.
Sounds like good whiskey.
Brett Rippon of the Broncos, never heard
Son
of that
of
fella.
Mark?
Has to be.
Oh, he definitely blows.
32, Nate Sudfeld of the Lions, who you will be seeing again in a couple
He's
weeks.
He's number 32?
Yes, sir. Okay. Anyway, there's your
comprehensive backup.
No,
list.
No, that'll get them cranking. 617-779-0985. Your thoughts on whatever this Brandon Allen guy is, or Kyle Allen for that matter, or the Riddler. But no, your fate is now in the hands of Brian Hoyer. Your thoughts right after these.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
When you think about
it's hot as balls,
Felger.
I was hoping for some with a little more bite.
Man down.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
You're a bum and you suck. Yes, you do, Brian Hoyer.
I think they're going to be just fine with Brian Hoyer.
Play fake to Burkett. Throw down the middle. Too tall. Intercepted. Thornhill, the safety, with his fourth interception.
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
Shotgun snap to Hoyer in the pocket. He looks to the middle. Now he looks left. He's got to get away from Clark. Oh, and Hoyer is sacked back at the 27-yard line.
You couldn't have more horrendous sequence to end the half as those two.
I think they'll be fine. I think they got a shot in this game because I think Hoyer will make the plays they need him to make.
Hoyer under pressure. He's hit from behind. The ball is loose, and the Chiefs have it. Kansas City comes away with a takeaway and another missed opportunity for the Patriots deep in Chiefs territory.
Inexcusable.
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
I think they're going to be just fine with Brian Hoyer.
No, they weren't, because he sucks. And it's time for your blame, because you said that Bill would win 10 games with this stiff.
Every day, playing it every day this week. Very timely, doesn't get old. Every day this week.
How's he back? This guy won't go away.
We might be playing this for a month.
It is amazing that he's still in the league.
Still a relevant piece of audio from Jim, produced over 2 years ago.
The Monday Night Massacre, where they got their asses kicked in New Orleans by the Saints in 09, that terrible year. I was yelling in the fourth quarter, I didn't come all this way to watch Brian Hoyer. He's been around that long. I know he's been in other spots, but the guy's he's still here.
He played that game?
Yeah, late in the fourth quarter. They pulled Brady because they got their asses.
So that's when Brady was saying, I can't get him to play the way he wants.
Belichick, yeah.
Yeah, I was watching Hoyer. All right, your thoughts, as promised. Longest order of wait, Chris in Worcester. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, thanks, guys. I'm sorry to get on with Sunshine Day, but I did want to ask him about Bourne, because I'm wondering if they try to get Mac all interested, and it's conspiracy, but play Bourne at least 85%, 90% snaps and put Devontae down and just, you know, play Bourne. Is that a crazy thought, guys?
Yes, but if they wanted to mess with Mac Jones, that was one thing they would do.
Yeah, and again, look, I mean, the obvious, not this is totally related to Jones, but Bourne on the field, take little Jordan Humphrey off the field. I know that screws up the run game matchups, but, like, that's the obvious swap.
Well, no, yes, but
keep talking around. No, I know, to stick
just
it to
mess
Jones.
With Mac, yeah.
Yeah, just to stick it to Jones.
Phil and Rivera. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, what's up, guys? Mike, just give me a minute, please. I just gave you an hour. But Belichick loves this. because you don't want Mac Jones playing. Mac Jones is a backup just as good as Brian Hoyer is. You let the best walk out of the game. He's still playing at the highlight of his game, and this is what you're stuck with. So, like, if you can't go the rest of these games, like the next five games with Hoyer winning the games and the defense on board playing the way they're playing and just squeaking out whatever you got to do to win these games, then it's over. It's all like the Patriot way, all that stuff. This last game was Vince Wilfork in the locker room talking to these guys, talking them up. Besides that, what do you got left?
Okay, Phil, thank you for the call.
Phil, still hold on to the Patriot way?
I sort of mentioned this with Paul. I sort of am too.
Oh, I'm not.
You define, well, let me say, you know, I'm not holding to the Patriot way, but I'm still.
No, I understand what you
I'm
mean.
I'm still holding on to the thread of greatness and the hope of what you were. And I'll just say again, to me, these are defining moments. When how you play with your backup quarterback, and if you can win games with your backup quarterback, I sort of treat as that defines you as a next level team.
Sure.
And team, not just quarterback, but coaching, operation, program, the whole thing. If you can win with your backup, you're next level. Or that really proves something to me. And so I still expect the Patriots to be that team. I still haven't let go of them being that kind of operation.
Yeah, look, let me clarify, okay? When I say you're still holding on to the Patriot way, I'm talking about, you know, the greatness of it all. Like, that's gone. Okay, that doesn't mean you can't be good. Doesn't mean you can't be competitive. Doesn't mean you might not get there again. But for now, it's gone. The backup quarterback thing, I don't think there's much of a dip to Hoyer. They can beat these chump teams in the next 4 weeks after Green Bay with Hoyer.
They should.
They can beat them, especially if Hoyer had as good a camp as everyone said he does.
Ernie and Revere. Or did. Go ahead, please, Ernie.
Hey, well, first of all, you got two dumb tackles. Every time you're on a drive, you get a wind goes offside, you hold, the other side goes offside. Then you got Patricia throwing into calling plays into double coverage. You're down on the goal line, you got two guys on that side. He throws to a back that almost gets picked off. Then you get a wide receiver who makes plays and fumbles in two big drives in the two games they lost in the fourth quarter.
So what's your
and
point?
You're blaming the quarterback. Not to mention, your son is smart, but he's way undersized.
Okay, well, yeah, we're not blaming the quarterback. Mike Lombardi's blaming the quarterback. Mike Lombardi's blaming the quarterback, which we all find embarrassing.
Well, and if Mike Lombardi is blaming the quarterback, then I think it's pretty safe to say that Bill is.
You bet. Tom and Quincy, your thoughts on Lombardi's comments?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Yeah, I heard Lombardi's comments, and I'm still waiting to figure out when he's actually going to come out with something that actually is right. The guy talks out of his ass more than anyone they've ever had sound bites for, ever. So when he came out earlier and basically said, we're all naive to think that it's coaching that's causing these problems. No, he's naive because he's a jackass. Okay, so he said Mac Jones gets in trouble because he's going on his own and not listening to coaching. No, he's getting into trouble because he's doing exactly that. He's listening to what he's told by these two friggin' morons that have no clue what they're doing on the offensive side of the ball.
I agree. Most of his problems start with that, the coaching and what they've asked him to do this offseason. New offense, new scheme, and all on top of it all, throw it up to guys who are covered. That's what I think the germination of his regression has been, 100%.
I mean, that part of Lombardi's commentary, he's just chucking it up there, really does make you wonder, like, I don't know, maybe he's not as in touch as he thinks he is.
Lombardi.
Yeah, what did I say?
You did, yeah.
Yeah, because really, that's what they want. They want him to chuck the ball up in these jump balls in these 50-50s. So, like, I don't know where he gets that one from. That one feels to me like delusional.
Comment line here. Everything Lombardi said was true. Danny and Quincy.
Of course.
Go ahead, Daniel.
Well, I didn't say everything. I said, what about some of the statements he made wasn't true? Okay? I full disclosure, I didn't see the first two games on TV. I listened on the radio, so I didn't see how Matt played. But Zolak gave a pretty good, as he always does. I always listen to the game on the radio, but he made a pretty good evaluation. Okay, Lombardi made a point that the guy turned the freezer up in a turnover machine. And Vaz, you said he threw a bad ball to the linebacker. Murray thinks he sucks. So tell me something that Lombardi said wasn't true. He made a blanket statement. I give you that. And I think he's a good quarterback for a rookie. He's making inexperienced mistakes. He's costing him games. Tell me he isn't, Felger.
I don't think he's costing him the games. No, I don't.
Okay. He's putting him behind the eight ball. I evaluate quarterbacks in two contexts. In a vacuum, can he make the throws, pocket presence, decision-making, clock management, et cetera, et cetera. Last year, I thought he did himself well. This year, through three games, Danny, he has regressed.
Okay.
And he's putting the team behind the eight ball. And the team and him is not good enough at this stage. I'll add those words in to overcome those mistakes. So some of what Labonte says makes sense. Yeah. Why do you always assume because he said it, he's a Belichick bobo? Didn't he fire his son?
No, he let his son go to Oakland.
Okay,
I mean,
so you always just assume that. This is the referendum you have on this year. Everything bad that happens on the field is got to be the coaches, because that's your freaking narrative. That's what it is. Maz, address what I just said. You said he threw it to a linebacker. He had some bad throws in the Miami game, bad throws in the Pittsburgh game. Did he not?
Address what he just said, Maz.
Okay, so let me tell you, the interception in the Miami game wasn't on him, because they want him to throw the 50-50 balls and park it and fight for it.
I was just going to say, Dan, what put him behind the eight ball is the coaching that had Mac Jones throwing those contested balls. Three of the six interceptions were 50-50 balls to Devontae Parker. Proceed.
Yeah, the one he threw this past weekend in the corner of the end zone was not his fault.
And the Pittsburgh interception to Micah Fitzpatrick is where they wanted him to go with the ball there. It was a bad ball, but they wanted him to throw it up there.
Yeah, that one I put on him as much as them, though. That was a garbage throw. He misread it.
It was.
He misread the coverage.
Three of the six were contested situations to Devontae Parker,
correct,
which is what they were pushing him to do from day one of training camp.
Yeah, and I don't blame him for the strip sack. I mean, he got blind. You want to hold that one to him too or not? They can't. You know, they weren't able to block in the early part of the year. That's gotten a little bit better. But the 50-50 balls, if this is what they want, this is what they're going to get.
We wrap it up with your calls after Big Jim Murray's update.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Sports. Springfield.
He probably.
He's humble.
That's why you need us.
Very humble.
You need us.
Mike Felger.
This is why you have me.
The humble half of Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I'm done with this. I'm done. I'm done watching it. It's ridiculous. This is what you get when you have a bunch of defensive coaches in charge of offense. Where these are the same guys who brought you Jelani Tavai, John Simon, Shea McClellan, Akeem Ayers, these guys who play this little bitty role that they think, and some of the fans buy into, that that's the reason why they win games. And, you know, Bill talked about he's 11 personnel, and I know why they do it. I told you why they did it against the Steelers. In 11 personnel, Lil Jordan Humphrey is a wide receiver, so they put a defensive back on, and that gives them a size advantage in the running game. You know, if it was just a tight end, they'd have a linebacker on the field. It wouldn't be such an advantage. So they're going at these little margins, and they might be winning battles, but they are losing the war. They don't see the big picture. That this is not 1989 anymore. These games are not going to end up in the teens and the 20s usually. They're going to end up in the 30s. And they are taking playmakers off the field the chance at a big play to make 3 and 4 yard gains. Where it's over. That NFL is gone. And like this LJ Humphrey thing is just, it's preposterous. And anybody who gets on there or shows you on Twitter and shows you film and this is why they play him, it's freaking ridiculous.
Who knew that you'd get so riled up over a three-receiver set? But that's why we love the big boy. And he's right.
I mean, it's such a great point because, again, it's like it's something a coach would get off on. You know, let's put little Jordan Humphrey out there and take one of the tight ends off. They'll treat him like a receiver. We'll be bigger and we'll have the advantage and we can run the ball. Okay, great. Tactically, smart move. It is smart move tactically.
As Paul Perillo said, so you can gain 5 yards instead of 3.
Right.
Meanwhile, the opponent's scoring 37 points.
Exactly. Well, how does that help you against Baltimore? When if you can't stop them, how does it serve you to run 3 yards at a time, or 4 or 5 yards at a time? It doesn't. You know, so again, it's like, you know, it's totally missing the bigger objective, which is to win the game. Like, and I think, you know, and I think historically, you know, and this ties into a lot of stuff we've been talking about with Bill this week. But historically, Bill is, well, the yards don't matter, the points matter. All of his objectives were always do what you have to do to win the game. That's all that matters. And now we're going to celebrate putting a guy out there to get a mismatch so you can run the ball? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just seems like such a minor thing to be happy about. And that's what's keeping Kendrick Bourne off the field when the Ravens are scoring 37 points. And Devontae Parker can't get a route right or diagnose a defense at the line of scrimmage. It leads to an interception. You know, it's like, it all feels ass backwards.
So I want to play one more thing I think is a tell about them not being on the same page, Mac Jones and the Patriots, that there's a division here. First of all, we didn't play Jimmy Stewart, put together a montage of Mac Jones and Bill Belichick. Mac Jones yesterday, Bill Belichick today. And this is a representation of how both of them handled just about every question related to this thing over the last 2 days. Jimmy, why don't you roll in your montage again? If you could, please. I know I just threw that at you. I didn't tell you that in the break. I just thought I'd do this now. It just came to me. Because I think this highlights how quick they have been to answer every question with day-to-day. You know, it's all day-to-day, and that was the rapid-fire, you know, answer to all this stuff. Here's a little look.
A question on the high ankle sprain.
Yeah, I'm just kind of taking it day-to-day, and honestly, any injury questions are Coach Belichick's thing. So it's kind of just a day-to-day thing, and just trying to get better.
Day by day.
How are you feeling today?
Like I said, I'm just going to take it day by day and get my treatment and do what I do.
Day by day.
Is there an intent to be ready to play this week? Like, is that your goal at this point?
Just taking it day by day, and any updates, like I said, you can talk to Coach about.
Day by day is getting better. See how it goes. Day by day.
Mac, how confident are you just that you'll play again this season?
Yeah, like I said, just going to take it day by day. And if you have any more like those type questions, just talk to Coach Belichick. I think, you know, he likes to answer those questions. So you can ask him.
Does he have a high ankle sprain?
Day by day. What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? Like, I don't know. Talk to the medical experts. We'll evaluate him. I mean, what difference does it make to me? Do you think I'm going to read the MRI? That's not my job. So
I didn't have to ask Bill. I was just wondering how it felt.
Awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, it's day by day. It's getting better day by day.
I know you keep saying you're day by day. Is there any significance to you saying day by day rather than week by week or any other time frame?
Like I said, just day by day.
Yeah, it's day by day. It's getting better day by day.
Hey, Mac, today it was reported that you decided today to get a second opinion. Is that true?
Just trying to take it day by day.
Day by day.
Thanks.
Okay, so rapid fire answers. They had it ready to go day by day. It seems on the same page. Someone asked a very relevant question today to Belichick at the press conference. Here's the question. Listen to the answer.
Are you and the team on the same page with Mac and his team as it comes to the injury and how to progress and move forward?
I mean, not really sure what the nature of the question is. Day by day, it's getting better. See how it goes. Day by day.
Hmm. Long pause. Yeah, I'm not really sure about the nature of the question. The question was, are you and Mac Jones on the same page in terms of the treatment going forward?
Yeah.
Long pause. Yeah, I mean, I'm not really sure of the nature of the question.
Yeah, he was either caught off guard or didn't want to answer it, or both.
Okay, so I think like that, and Perillo pointed out earlier, I think that's a little bit of a tell right there as well. And I think it's sort of obvious at this point what we're looking at. All right, we'll wrap it up with your calls. Maybe a lightning round here. Okay, Sam in New Hampshire, lead us off. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, how you doing? Third time, long time.
Go.
All right, so I just want to talk about Brian Hoyer. I know he's not. He's 24 on that stupid list you mentioned earlier. But you know what? None of those 23 players ahead of him know the Patriot system like he does. He's a Patriot quarterback through and through.
Okay, I'm going to let you go.
Don't forget the hot.
Nick in the car. Go ahead, Nick.
Listen, you guys are awesome, but this take about the Lions is just, it's not there. We put up more points than, you know, the third most points in the NFL, and we've missed these games by a win, by a pubic hair. We should be 3-0. And that team, there's still a lot of guys on that roster that are going to be looking across the sidelines to Matt Patricia and looking for a bloodthirsty win. You guys are setting yourselves up for a bone-crushing loss. I'm telling you that much.
Okay. Hey, it's not often a Lions fan gets to puff his chest, but, you know, let him have it.
No, I was just thinking the same thing. I'm shaking. It means it scares the hell out of me when somebody who supports the Lions threatens me.
Murray's big on the Lions, though.
Yeah, I know. They're still coached by a moron. He cost them that game last week against Minnesota, but they have a lot of talent there. They're one of the highest-scoring offenses in the league, and they're going to come here and win in a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
and I'll bet you both.
Still Dan Campbell on the road, still Jared Goff, and still Bill Belichick. They'll lose.
Don't lose that game, New England. That's a bad loss. I'm sorry. Christian in Foxborough. Go ahead, Christian.
Hey, what's going on? So, Felger, as a fan, I honestly need to know, how is it normal that, you know, Stinky is calling the plays, and then you have, you know, if Matt throws an interception or something happens, he's going to talk to Sergeant Joe Judge. Just need to know how that's normal, effective, efficient. Have a good one.
Okay. I don't get fully what he was saying.
Me neither.
Nothing's normal or efficient about what they've done so far. John in the car. Go ahead, John. I said John in the car.
Hi. I just wanted to bring up the point about Mac Jones. I just wanted to say, do you think Mac Jones is quite quitting on the Patriots, especially in that clip you were talking about with the montage, how Mac Jones is kind of laughing and saying, you know, ask Belichick because he likes to answer those questions. It just seems like he's doing what he's told and just kind of watching the ship burn and saying, hey, I'm just doing what I'm told.
Maybe a little bit of that. There's a little bit of that. I mean, you know, you could read Mac Jones sort of putting that in Bill's lap yesterday. Also, doing what they want. I mean, obviously, that's what they want him to do. But maybe putting it in his lap just a little bit. And is Mac Jones going to revel in the ship burning? I hate to think it's reached that stage.
Like, no.
I don't think that's it.
Look, and honestly, I don't think that. I think when Jones said, you know, ask Bill, I know he likes those questions, I really think he was just cracking a joke.
Yeah, me too.
That's all I think it was. But, you know, he said what they wanted him to say. He's no dummy about that.
Andrew in Rhode Island. Yes, Andrew.
Yeah, just building off the play call versus Mac thing, I think that there is a division. If the most recent example in that Baltimore game was that pick in the back of the end zone. Camera cut back to Mac, and he obviously was saying to himself, I think, it's cover four. What are we doing? You know, meaning it's not there. He don't like the play call. At the same time, if it's not there, throw it out of the back of the end zone. But I'm definitely feeling there's some serious division there.
Thanks. Totally. Well, he's frustrated that they just can't figure it out. So he's yelling at everybody like it's Parker's fault. But I think he looks at it and says, we're not on the same page with this yet. We're not, you know, we've been doing this now for 2 straight months, and we're still not on the same page. That's effing cover four. And he's saying it to everybody. Not just to Devontae Parker, but what was interesting is that, you know, according to Bedard, after that, he got up and walked to the other end of the bench and sat behind the defense. Didn't even sit with the offensive personnel or that side of the bench. He went to the defensive side of the bench and just sat there by himself. It's like, sort of like, get me away from this. Or, I don't know, maybe protect, you know, I don't want to say anything more over here. Or whatever. So, yeah, I don't know if that's division. I think it's just complete frustration on his part.
He's had it. He's had it. That's what it is. And can you blame him? You know, again, just follow the timeline. It's pretty easy. They went 10-7. He had a decent rookie year, worked his ass off to get in better shape. came in, lost of an offensive coordinator, and has two guys coaching him that don't know less about the position than he does, and he's got a receiver out there who's trying to figure out and can't get it right either.
And now he's hurt, and they want him to come back early. And so he's saying, no, thank you, I think. Dave in California. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Mike, do me a favor. I'm going to book the flight. Take you, Trenny, and what's his name over there on the other show, Hardy. Take you guys and go back to where you come from, seriously, because you have no idea. You're always stupid with a purpose. Please.
Me, Trenny, and Hardy on, like, the same charter flight back to where we came from?
Yeah, Great Lakes.
I'll pay for the flights. I'll pay for the flights. Just take you all and get the hell out of here, because all you are is stupid with a purpose. You're trying to get us all riled up here. Mac Jones sucks. Come on, stop.
It's a good way to put it. Stupid with a purpose.
Stupid with a purpose. I wrote that down. Stupid with a purpose.
It's the next
T-shirt. Good shirt.
Like on my keystone.
No, that's the next
T-shirt. My headstone, whatever. Yeah.
That's the next Felger Mass T-shirt.
Stupid with a purpose.
That is perfect. That's perfect. I'm going to get a hat that says that. So Hardy's from Michigan.
Yep.
Right.
And you and Trenny are from Wisconsin.
Milwaukee, that's right. We can give him a parachute and just toss him out the plane when we fly over.
Right into Lake Michigan.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll just go our separate ways.
Seriously, you're from there. How about just drop you in Chicago and you get home from there?
Lightning round. We Jack in Lexington. Go ahead, Jack.
I think that you're missing a bit on what Bedard is saying, because I read Bedard as saying the system is so screwed up that Mac would be better if he didn't come back, because they're ruining him as it is now. And if he keeps on playing, he's just going to get more injured and more ruined. There's no sense in coming back. The solution is going to be if Kraft wakes up from his coma and does something about it. They're going nowhere.
Okay, I'm not willing to do that. I'm not doing that yet. Nope. I want a season. I want them to make a playoff push. I want them to make the playoffs. I'm happy to be wrong. It's fine. It's better for all of us. I'm not ready to do that. You just fold your tent. Mac Jones says, no, I'm not going to come back at all this year because it's a lost cause. And you go into the lottery, like that sort of thing, top five pick. Is that what you all want?
No, because I know what they would draft at that spot.
What would they draft at
that spot?
They're
going to take a tackle. They need a left tackle.
Joe in the car. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I still can't get over that last guy's call about stupid with a purpose, so just bear with me here. But I just can't seem to wrap my head around what's going on at Foxborough. It seems like Bill is not putting the team in a position to win remotely at all. If he were to put our team in a position to win, he wouldn't have hired these two freaking bozos as offensive and defensive coordinator, and he wouldn't be putting in little Jordan Humphrey over freaking Devontae Parker or Kendrick Bourne.
That's right. It's true. I see on the assistant coaches, that's him and his, putting his personal desires over the team. That I agree with. The little Jordan Humphrey, unfortunately, he actually thinks that that's good football tactics that will win him games. This is an example of the game passing him by. That him being able to carve out some extra yards on the ground by putting a heavy receiver out there in a three-receiver set, and look at the mismatch we got here. That worked against Pittsburgh because Mitch Trubisky scored 14 points. They played football in 1984. He still thinks that that's a good way to win football games. That's not a malicious putting his own needs over the team. That's him thinking this actually is going to work. And that's an example of the game passing him by.
Yeah, again, because how did they really, if you look at it, how did they really move the – look, they ran the ball well in the game, so I don't want to take that away from them.
The points came from a contested to catch, back to this, a deep ball to Nelson Aguilar and a punt muff is what? How they got their points.
In the Pittsburgh game.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I meant over the weekend, though. They threw the ball is how they, I thought they threw the ball effectively. That's why I started to think the offense was coming around, not because they had little Jordan Humphrey out there slamming into some guy from the side.
Programming note, Big Jim Murray and I have the Felger and Maz off-air show tonight, now.
10 minutes.
8 minutes. Eight-ish minutes. We will be on Facebook Live where you can call us. You send little messages on the thing. It's like a message thingy that we take your questions and your comments and we banter with you for about 15, 20 minutes. Murray swears like a sailor. It's nasty. We talk about off-the-grid sort of stuff if we ever, you got a topic today, Murray?
I'll conjure something up within the next 8 minutes or so.
So catch Murray and I on Facebook Live in now 7 minutes. It's the Felger Maz off-air show. Okay, that comes your way just after 6 o'clock on Facebook Live. Coming your way next on the radio show is the final word.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed That's $150. Win or lose, bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place to go. Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
Nobody. With Paul Perillo coming in, Mr. Sunshine of Sunshine.com, a.k.a. Patriots.com, means you get the singing of Sunshine Day, which Paul has actually been participating in the last couple of weeks. I don't even remember that in all the years I worked on the show. So here is the dry version of that.
Skull Mass. Nice and loud today.
I'm in.
From the heart. Because that's how we go. That's how
Are
we roll
Are you Murray?
Here. It's from the heart.
Oh, yes.
I think I'll go for a walk outside now. The summer sun's calling my name.
Hey, Paul!
I hear you now. I just can't stay inside all day.
No, sir.
I gotta get out. Get me some of those rays.
Woo!
Everybody's smiling.
SPF
Sunshine
50.
Day. Everybody's laughing.
Wally!
Sunshine Day. Everybody seems so happy today.
Let's take it day by day.
Excellent. I think we're rounding into form.
No, that was pretty good, actually.
That sounds pretty good. All right, Maz, we have coming on the baseball hour.
Well, Jared Carabas will be joining us in studio tonight. Jared Carabas of DraftKings, as he has done pretty much every Wednesday during the baseball season. So Carabas sent me an interesting text before the program tonight.
Yep.
About what this Red Sox season has done to him. How it has affected him and changed him.
Oh, God.
And
is he suffering from PTSD or something?
Basically. Yeah, basically. I think that's the essence of it. Which ties into what I think is step one of a solution for the Red Sox. This hit me today like a ton of bricks. There is an obvious signing that they should make on the free agent market, given what their needs are, and they should be willing to break the bank for this guy because he's too good a fit for too many reasons. I'll explain, and will help solve Jared's malady.
Okay. Guess who Maz is talking about? It may not be the name you're thinking about. That comes your way in 90 seconds. No commercials, just an update from Murray. And then you get Maz. If you head on over to Facebook Live, you'll get Murray and myself for the off-air show. We'll talk to you in a few. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.